Mark chapter 15, verse 32 through 34 read, "Let Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe. And they that were crucified with him reviled him. And when the sixth hour was come, there was a darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eli, Eloi, la sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why have thou forsaken me?" Amen. Before I get into the word, I need you to know that you can tune in to 104.3 and you can hear it clearly in your radio. We want to give a shout out to Sister Donna Jones and Brother Daniel for making sure we got the right transmitter that was strong enough to get into your car. So you can tune to 104.3 just in case you can't hear us on the speakers. Amen. Amen. Lord, help me bring a word like only you can. Amen. All right, I just want to talk to you a little bit about Jesus because this is Resurrection Sunday. And I just want to look at Leviticus 23. It describes the Sabbath together with seven feasts. So the Sabbath day began to be accompanied or related to seven feasts. And one of them was the Passover feast. And we're in Passover right now. Every year, Passover doesn't fall on Resurrection Sunday because we, in our commercialistic ways, you know, we have Easter this day and on another day and move it around. But Passover is we're in the midst of Passover right now. And I believe it's fitting for us to talk about Passover because of what we're in right now, because we need the COVID-19 to pass over us. Come on, somebody. We need it to miss us. We need it to get away from us. Amen. The seven feasts were the Feast of the Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of First Fruits, the Feast of the Harvest, the Feast of Trumpets, the Feast of the Day of Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacles. Those were the seven feasts. Now, I'm not saying that COVID-19 was sent by God. I'm not saying that God wants us to be sick, because truly the only one who wants us to be sick is the devil, because God wishes above all things that we be prosperous and in what? Good health. But I believe that COVID-19 is forcing us to honor the Sabbath and make sure that we pay attention to God. If we look at the word Pesach, Pesach in the Hebrew is the Hebrew word for Passover as we know it. However, the original meaning of the word is not Passover. See, Pesach means to throw forward or spring forward or to throw oneself in the way in order to protect. We know the Feast of Passover is a faith declaration that Jesus is our what? Passover lamb. See, I'm going to put this in the sentence. It says, because I've taken shelter under his blood, Jesus will Pesach me. He will jump forward to protect me and deliver me out of the hand of the enemy. Passover is God's promise to a protection and deliverance. Pesach does not mean God passed away by their houses. Pesach doesn't even mean that God passed over their houses. The English word for Passover sounds like it means to pass over. However, it doesn't. Pesach has two meanings: to throw yourself forward, to jump forward, or a sudden action moving you forward to a goal, or to cover, to guard, or to protect by covering. Isaiah 31:5 tells us this. We see that God, what God means, he would leap forward to cover Jerusalem, to surround it and protect it from harm. Look, Pesach was translated in the 2nd century BC in the Greek to mean, when I see the blood, I will cover or protect your house. See, to understand the Passover, and believe me, it's not going to be the same we did on Friday, we should understand the destroyer. God has created a special class of angels to carry out his judgment. It's called the destroyer or destroying angel in Isaiah 16. Let us look at Exodus 12:23. It says, "For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your house to smite you." See, when the death angel saw the blood on the doorpost, God himself quickly jumped in or threw himself in the way to protect them from death. See, he wasn't looking, this is what you got to say, he wasn't looking to see who was worthy. He was just looking to see who was covered by the blood. Oh, see, y'all don't hear me. See, some people wonder when they see me on Facebook and they know my life and they know that I'm sinful just like everybody else and they know we make mistakes and we know that every now and then I may say something that's not hallelujah and they want to know how in the world can this man be up there preaching when he mess up just like me. It's not that I'm worthy. It's that I'm justified by faith because I'm covered with the blood. See, the problem is the reason why churches fall apart and the reason why temples fall apart when a man or woman of God falls is because they can put too much faith in the man or woman of God, but doesn't understand that although they're called to a position, they're messed up just like you. They're just covered by the blood. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying? You're covered. You're justified by faith. Now, I've been called a lot of different things in my life and things I didn't want to be called, but I'm so glad that God calls me something out of my name that I am not. I'm not holy, but I'm justified as holy because I'm covered by the blood. Aren't you glad that even though you're sinful, he said that you're justified by faith? Isaiah 31 and 5 says, as a mother bird spreads her wings to cover her young and oppose any enemy that would attack, so the Lord would shield his people, springing forward to protect and deliver them. So Passover is a time to come under his wing and to experience his full protection and deliverance. You see. Pesach means that the Spirit of Almighty God will move quickly to surround and protect a doorway that is under the blood. You wonder why we keep having church at least outside in a way that's respectable to the government, because we don't want to break the laws unless we have to. So we thank God that they allowed us to be able to do it outside and have church, because one can set 1,000 flight, but two can set 10,000. And when the saints begin to come together, we begin, as we worship, we begin to curate and make sure God understands that we're honoring him. Yes. See, in Chronicles, when the people of God got in trouble, they were kept in captivity for years because they didn't honor the Sabbath. They didn't give God his time. Now, the Sabbath day is not a certain day. It's not Saturday. It's not even Sunday. It's a day when you need to sit down and give some time to God. Could it be in the midst of this time, it's forcing you to be able to spend time with God and spend time with your family, and while you're quarantined, at least you can sit up there and have a relationship and talk to God with your family. Now you're eating dinner at the dinner table with one another because you were worried about your job so much, but now you're worried about your family and making sure they're protected, and now you're beginning to look toward the hill for what's cometh your help, because every day it's a different solution. One day they tell you that you need to put a mask on. The next day they tell you the mask don't help. Then they tell you if you could get it, if you stay on your shoes as long. Every day it's more fear and fear and fear. But I'm under the belief that Jesus pursued me, which means he jumped in front of it to protect me from what's going on. On this cross, he said, Eli, Eloi, Allah Sabantane, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus had become what he hated. You got to understand, he became the Passover lamb. See, in Leviticus, you had to have all these different sacrifices for different animals to sacrifice for different things. If you did this, you needed a turtle dove. You did this, you need a pigeon. If you did this, you need a hen. If you need this, you need a ram. If you did this, you need a bullock. If you need this, you need a sheep. You had all these different animals you had to sacrifice, but you had to have it for the right reason. And if that animal had any type of blemish in it, even if you didn't see it yourself, even if it was on the inside of the animal, God would smite the animal and smite you too, because you didn't bring an offering worthy enough for forgiveness of your sin. But God said, I know you can't do it. I know you can't keep the law. Although my law is holy, you can't be holy because you're going to break the law. So he said, I'm going to walk down 40 in two burning generations and roll myself in the flesh. Come out, Emmanuel. God is with us. Walk down the way of Via Dolorosa, the way of suffering, and they're going to put nails in my hand to bring to fruition a soteriological dispensation that if there be no shedding of blood, there'll be no remission of sin. I came down to do that for you. It left the angels, the guests, and the 24 elders shocked. This God who had created the world went to the cross for us. Even though he had already nursed from the breast he made, was born in a manger with nobody to witness it but sheep and oxen. Born in a lonely manger, born in a food trough for animals, came down humbly, born in the lowest of cities. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? To make sure that he walked down glory, walked down through the aristocratic bloodline, and walked down into the midst of the poorest people to make sure that he could represent everybody in the world. He was on the cross. And see, some of us think that he was worried about the nails in his hand. The nails in his hand is what he was worried about. It wasn't the nails that he worried about, even though it hurt him. Even though he had the crown of thorns on his head and it cracked his cranium, he wasn't worried about that, even though he couldn't see what was going on. No. That wasn't what he was worried about more than anything. Even though they put the nail through both of his shins. Cool. And the reason why they did this was to make sure that we understood that he reconciled the Jews and the Gentiles as one and brought the Old and the New Testament together because he's intertestamental. And when he put the nail through the legs at one nail, they made sure that we understood that we're reconciled unto God. And his legs weren't broken like most of the times when people are on the cross, because they would break their legs, because what they would do is they would have to push up in order to breathe. Although it hurt them when they pushed up, your first line of defense is self-preservation. And even though it hurts, you still try to live, even though you know you're going to die. So even though you want to suffocate, you push up to breathe and it hurts. And they would break the legs to make sure that you would die so they could go home. But everybody would be weak on the cross. But the centurion soldier was wondering, how in the world is he going through all this suffering and from the sixth to the ninth hour, and 3 hours he's been on the cross? And then he says with a loud voice, it is finished. Lord, I commend my spirit to you. The reason why Jesus shut his mouth is because he had so much faith and life in his mouth. If he kept on talking, he'd still be on the cross. He said, no man take my life, I lay it down. And the centurion soldier understood that there's no way in the world that this man should have this much strength after being on this cross for 3 hours. He was toiling on the cross, and even the world understood that they were doing the wrong thing, because the earth began to quake and the sun refused to shine, and there was darkness over the land from the sixth to the ninth hour. But I'm here to tell you right now, there's hope in this text. Because from the sixth to the ninth hour, there was darkness. And I believe that God is telling us the same way that there was an appointed time for you to go in your mess, was the same way there was an appointed time for you to come out your mess. Oh, you better hear me right now. You better hear me right now. I know you went into COVID-19. I know you had the coronavirus in the sixth hour. But if you could just hold on, baby, there's a time God will begin to bring you out of what it is you're going through. God can heal you right now, from the sixth to the ninth hour. The same way I know you in your house. I know you worried. You wondering when this going to pass on by. I know you worried about when it's going to blow over. We don't know when it's going to blow over, but I'm here to tell you there's an appointed time when God is going to heal the land, and everybody will be all right, and everybody will rejoice, and they will understand that it was nothing but the Lord. All the feasts we talked about, and all the different meals we talked about, the Feast of Unleavened Bread and the Feast of Tabernacles and all those different things. We had to have the turtle doves and all this, but I'm so glad that I don't need to go look for a turtle dove. I'm so glad I ain't got to cut the neck of a chicken. I'm so glad I don't have to go sacrifice a bullock, because I have a sacrificial lamb who went to the cross for me and became sin for me. See, he became an inoculation. See, I got some nurses over here, so I'm thinking about nurse. Cause I see Sister Darlene over here. So, see, the amazing thing about this, if you get bit by a rattlesnake, you better not tell him it was a copperhead, because if they try to heal you, you're going to die. Because a part of the poison that is in the snake is used for the antidote. Y'all don't hear me. Remember, we had H1N1, and they gave us the wrong shot. They gave us H1N2 or something, and everybody got double sick because they had the wrong thread, the wrong strand that they were trying to give us. And so instead of having one flu, we had two flus. It's because that you gotta have a part of the sickness in you in order to build the antibodies. Come on, somebody. Jesus became every nasty, stinking thing you'd ever do. It wasn't the nails that bothered him. It was him becoming your freakiness and my freakiness. It was him becoming your lying and my lying. It was him becoming your cheating and my cheating. It wasn't the nails that he worried about. It was him being separated from God, separated from the presence of God, because now he had became what he hated. He was always in unison with God, but now he became sin and it separated him. But I'm here to tell you right now that I have a God that did not think it robbery to walk down here and save me. Even if I don't have all this stuff, he is my sacrificial lamb. He is my blood covenant. He is my tabernacle. He is my feast of weeks. He is my deliverance. He is my grace. He is my Passover. He is my tabernacle. He is whatever I need him to be. So tell every demon, tell every hex, tell every generational curse, tell every witch, tell every warlock. In fact, tell COVID-19, the coronavirus, whatever it is, whether it be 5G, a virus, or whatever it is, all I know is it's killing folk, and all I know is this, that my Jesus is the inoculation for anything that goes on. I shall walk in the glory and the presence of God, and I shall live and not die. Hallelujah. 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 He lives. And the same power that he rose from the dead is the same power that you have healing in your body. The same way that he turned water into wine, and the same way he raised the dead is the same power that you walk in. God lives in you. And when he died on the cross and he ascended into heaven and he got up with all power in his hand, he got up and gave us the Holy Ghost, the Paraclete, the Advocate, the Helper, the Comforter, in the form of the Holy Spirit, in order to cover us. And you can do all things, not some things, all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can make it through the coronavirus because you got the Holy Spirit. You can make it through COVID-19 because you have the Holy Spirit. You shall live and not die because you're covered by the blood of Jesus. And the power of the Holy Ghost lives in you. Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Amen. It is, hallelujah, yes, yes. Have your fun, 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 have your fun. Yes, 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 yes. God is a wonderful God. God is a powerful God. God is a healer. Is there one that wants to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If you're on streaming, you can inbox me or